at the Bayer Crop Science Corn and Soybean Future Forum. I am visiting with Ray Gesser. And Ray, first of all, I know you're involved in a number of organizations, but American Soybean Association being one of the key ones. Tell us a bit about all you're involved in here.
So at the American Soybean Association, you know, our focus is really policy and regulatory issues in the United States, but also around the world, and really helping our farmers to have those new tools and to have policy in the United States, whether it's the Farm Bill or whether it's with EPA or other regulatory issues. You know, so we have a policy and rules and regulations that are, for one thing, advantageous to agriculture, but at least not detrimental to agriculture.
Mm-hmm. What are a couple takeaways you wanted people to get from your remarks here this afternoon?
So a couple of takeaways is, you know, it's really about sustainability, and that was my message here today about sustainability in the soybean industry, but really agriculture in general in the United States. And some of our earlier discussions today was really about weed resistance management and really protecting the technologies that we have and using multiple modes of action. We have to, as farmers, we have to be aware of that, and we really need to be proactive and make sure that we protect the technology that we have, because not having those weed management technologies is devastating.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned, is it an initiative of ASA on this area of weed resistance?
So at ASA, you know, we continue to partner with our industry partners like Bayer, like our other industry, you know, innovators that we partner with, and we help set up meetings, and we help get farmers there to educational sessions so they can learn about weed management and learn about the new traits and technologies that will help them to innovate and address weed management issues, and, you know, and in some cases it's old technology that we need to use.
One thing before we close, I want to talk about here, because I asked it in the session there, is on this issue of we're kind of growing interest in cover crops, mm-hmm. and how you might use them on a farming operation like yours. Tell us kind of what you found being involved in this.
Yeah. So we started growing cover crops in 2010, and, you know, on our farm it was really about controlling erosion with severe rain events we had, you know, for 20 or more years with our no-till and our terraces and our other conservation practice. We really had no erosion, but the last 4 or 5 years now, we've had these severe rain events of, you know, 4 inches of rain in an hour, or 6 or 8 or 10 inches of rain overnight, and our practices just could not stand that. You know, they just weren't adequate. We started, because of that, you know, we started testing cover crops, 200 acres the first year, and we went to 1,000. In 2013, it was about 1,250. And this year, we're doubling that, and we're at about 2,500 acres, because we see the value, we see the effects of those cover crops, and we really think there's some soil health benefits, and there's also weed resistance management benefits to having a cover out there also.
All right. Well, appreciate seeing you here on the program and talking to this kind of diverse group we've got from around the world here at this Bayer Crop Science Conference. And here from Frankfurt, Germany, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.